Delicious, meat nutritious, and the snack that packs a real protein punch, Wonderful Pistachios. Each 1 ounce serving has 6 grams of protein, giving you over 10% of your daily value and making Wonderful Pistachios one of the highest protein nuts out there. But perhaps more than that, I love all of the flavors they have. Their sea salt and vinegar ones are my favorite when I'm craving that flavor, but still want to keep it healthy. But that's just the tip of the iceberg. Wonderful Pistachios come in a variety of flavors, like chili roasted, honey roasted, smoky barbecue, and jalapeno lime, to name a few. Perfect for enjoying with family or friends and taking them with you on the go. Whether you're a pistachio purist who loves cracking open every nut, or you prefer the convenience of no-shells pistachios, Wonderful Pistachios has got you covered. Grab Wonderful Pistachios and elevate your snacking game today. So fill up with a healthy snack when hunger strikes. Visit wonderfulpistachios.com to learn more. That's wonderfulpistachios.com. Before we start, please check out our new podcast, Good Sleep. Have you ever noticed how a calm mind can really set the stage for a good night's sleep? That's the idea behind our new podcast, Good Sleep. Greg, our host from Optimal Relationships Daily, is here to help ease you into a peaceful night's rest with some positive affirmations. And these affirmations aren't just comforting, they can help ease anxiety and nurture positive thoughts, setting you up for true good sleep. So press play on Good Sleep tonight, because a good tomorrow starts with a good night's sleep. Just search for Good Sleep in your podcast app and be sure to pick the one from Optimal Living Daily. It's a Minimalist Monday edition of Optimal Living Daily, episode 570, Regrets of the Living, More Important Than Regrets of the Dying. And Give Yourself Permission to Do This and Things I Miss by James Altucher of jamesaltucher.com. And I'm your very own personal narrator, Justin Mollick. This is where I simply read to you from blogs. Pretty simple, right? I'm the narrator for The Minimalist, 3 audiobooks, and have now narrated well over 570 blog posts. I can't believe it. And on Mondays, I like to have some content related to minimalism. James Altucher is a great example, as you'll hear in one of the posts today. I'm actually going to read 2 of his. And let's hear today's 2 posts as we optimize your life. Regrets of the Living, More Important Than Regrets of the Dying by James Altucher of jamesaltucher.com. In 6 months, I'll be 50, but I already know what I'll regret. This is a cliche answer. If anything had been different, I wouldn't be who I am today. If I wanted to, I could put an exclamation mark at the end of that sentence, like what I am today is so great, I'd never want to change it. But I wish I could have done some things differently in the past and still be the person I am today. Life is pretty hard and complex, and our brains aren't smart enough to figure it all out. Even the best baseball player in the world bats only 30%, and I'm mediocre at best. Kids. I wish I had spent more time with my kids. Sure, I spend quality time with them now, but I worked really hard, and I admit I probably avoided them when they were really young and difficult to wake up and get ready for school when they were younger. Money. I wish for 15 years or so I wasn't so focused on money. I only realized in the past few years that there's 2 feelings in the body. Chest. When I do things I love, I feel it in my chest and I forget the rest of the world. If all I did was do the things that feel good in my chest, I'd be a happy person. Nothing else would matter. And gut. This is where my anxiety and stress seem to live. For 20 years, I lived in a world of all stress. Now I wake up every morning a little bit nauseous after all these years of just doing things that hurt in the gut. I probably should see a doctor. Everyone tells me I should, but I haven't gone to a doctor in 31 years, so why should I now? Creativity. I began my career in my 20s doing things that were really creative that I loved. I was trying to write a novel. I was trying to do a TV show. I was always around people I loved so much, and I spent time with them because I loved them and not because I wanted anything else. I wish I had stuck with that. I got sidetracked by starting an internet business. I made money doing that, but I wasn't cut out for that life, and I was miserable. I was starting to get good at creative things. Now in my 40s, I'm trying to catch up. It's never too late, of course, but this isn't about too late. It's about regret. Humility. When I first made some money, I became a bit arrogant. A bit is an understatement. I started investing in all of these horrible companies and real estate and having horrible friends and horrible. It's a double horrible that finally kills you. If I were humble and just went back to what I loved, I bet I'd be happier. I would have said, I'm too stupid for this, and just got back to the things I loved. confrontational. I couldn't say no to people. I still have a hard time with that. I wish when someone does something that I don't like or agree with, that I would say no a bit more often. There would be a few days of confrontation and then life would move on. I've gotten into a lot of bad situations because I didn't say no. Here's two cases where I should have said no more often. One, when someone treats me bad. And two, when I don't want to do something, but I feel bad about hurting someone. Three, and sure, I'll add a third, when it's not a hell yeah, I should say no. I'm better at doing this now. Anyway, if I had a time machine, would I go back in time? I'm not sure. It's okay to feel regret sometimes. I thumbed through it like I would a deck of cards with pretty pictures. I would have held my daughter's hand when she came home from school, and I would have taken her for a walk around town, and she would have told me about her day, and I would ask her lots of questions. I'd listen while she talked and talked. She would tell me everything, and we'd walk for a really long time until the sun went down and I'd try to tell her the names of all the stars above us, even if I had to make it up. Give yourself permission to do this and Things I Miss by James Altucher of jamesaltucher.com. When I threw out all of my belongings and started living in Airbnbs I don't own or rent, people say, oh, that must be so freeing. I don't know. I know when I see something I want to buy, I feel relief. I have an easy answer. I can't buy it. It won't fit into my 15 possessions. Whenever I buy one thing, I throw another thing out. Is that freeing? Or imprisoning? I don't know. Someone asked me, do you miss anything? Yes, every day, all the time. I had a drawing next to my desk of the superhero character from the 60s, Underdog. I loved it. I had a Dr. McCoy doll from Star Trek. I had a photo album of photos from when I was a little kid. It had photos of me, my sisters, my parents. I had a collection of comic books built up over decades. I miss them. I miss many things that I've lost in my life. It feels like practice. I practice missing. Happiness is reality divided by expectations. The less I expect, the happier I am. When I wake up in the morning, I look out the window. I see a three-dimensional city of vertical buildings reaching into the clouds. I see the sunlight. I feel like I want to sleep more, but I know I have to get up because I want to write. I'm going to write. I'm going to do some business. I'm going to disappoint some people. I'm going to make other people happy. Then I'm going to play ping pong. I'm going to prepare for some work I have to do tomorrow. And I'm going to play backgammon. I miss many things every day. This is freedom. To live a life filled with things that I miss. To give myself permission to be both happy and sad at the same time. Melancholy is freedom. Happiness all the time is prison. I used to lock myself in that prison, surrounded first by my possessions, then surrounded by my goals, and the opinions people had of me, and my anxieties about tomorrow, which always drained me of energy for today. I wrapped myself in so many expectations, they kept me in prison. Today, I'm going to play. I'm going to miss. I'm going to laugh. I'm going to forget things. I have permission. I'm free. You just listened to the post titled Regrets of the Living More Important Than Regrets of the Dying and Give Yourself Permission to Do This and Things I Miss, both by James Altucher of jamesaltucher.com. It's funny, James Altucher and Derek Sivers, who I read yesterday, have very different styles, both in terms of appearance and writing, but they remind me of each other a lot. Both made a lot of money and live on very little. I know we see that a lot, like the minimalists made well over six figures a year back in their 20s and then gave it up for a more meaningful life. Derek Sivers sold his company for like $22 million, gave it to charity. James Altucher made millions, now lives in Airbnbs. But we don't have to go through that cycle, unless you want to. If you do, that's fine. But all of us can reduce our living expenses starting now if we want. We can reduce our possessions and still be successful, possibly more successful, probably more successful. Something I'm working on myself. I had a collection of over 1,000 DVDs. I had an Excel spreadsheet with all of the movies listed with their IMDb.com rating, the year each was made, the director of the movie, all sorts of columns. And the movies themselves were in alphabetical order. I recently gave them all away to friends. They thought I was weird for doing that, asked a lot of questions, but hey, I don't miss the movies at all, actually. I use the 90-90 rule. Did I watch any of the movies in the last 90 days? Am I going to watch any of these movies in the next 90 days? No. So bye-bye, and off they went. That was well over 90 days ago. That was one big waste of space that I don't have to worry about anymore. But I don't need to make $1 million to realize this. We can learn from their experiences and see their lives and know that they were just like us. And they still are just like us, sometimes happy, sometimes sad. But they don't have to spend 9+ hours a day working for someone else to sustain their lifestyle. That's important. Unless they actually want to. I'm working more than 9 hours a day, but it's because I have an unhealthy relationship with entrepreneurship. That's a different story. But I'm rambling. I can continue this in another episode. So I'll leave it there. Thank you for listening through to the end. Have a great start to your week, and I'll catch you tomorrow, where your optimal life awaits.